Blog Talk Radio.
Dear future me,
will I ever smile again?
Dear future me,
I wonder. The struggle is real. If I can be honest.
A clean
remedy has come over me.
No. nobody great. Nobody greater, no.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singer, and let us give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
I know you're singing right along with that, Danielle. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. Tonight, you have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. This is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, the brainchild of none other than our CEO, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Without him, none of this would be possible, so we give him his props. Tonight, as always, the last Sunday of every month is Youth Poetry. It's a platform that is set aside for the youth to come to a judgment-free atmosphere where they can spit a piece if they want, vent about something that's going on in their lives. They can ask questions. You know, this is their platform. You know, and we shall hold this here for them so that they have somewhere that they can call a safety zone. And, of course, it's open mic for those of us that are a little bit more long in the tooth, you know, a little more seasoned in life. You know, but before we go any further, as always, I like to bring the programs in prayer. So if you would all just meet me at the throne. Let's shake ourselves of the distractions and the cares and worries of the day and just humble ourselves before the Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of mercy this evening, first and foremost, asking forgiveness. That you would forgive us for those things that we have done this day, Father God, that were not pleasing to you, and for those things that we should have done and chose not to. We ask you to forgive us, Father. We ask you to come into this program this evening, Father God. Have your way, Lord. Use us to touch someone, Father God. We ask your blessings for all that are participating, all that are within the sound of my voice, all that wish to be here and cannot, Father God, bless them and hold them in your mighty bosom. Lord, we just ask that you would have your way. For those that are sick, Father God, we ask your interventions to give them peace, to take away the pains and the worries, Father God, to heal them, Father God, for we know you are still in the healing business. We love you, Lord, and we ask these things in the mighty and precious name of the one and only Jesus the Christ, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Whew. Now we can go on, have some fun. You know, and this being the poetry show, of course, I'm going to start things off with a piece. First, let me say this. As we're in the midst of this Memorial Day weekend, I want us all to take a little time in private, you know, to remember those loved ones that have passed on, that meant so much to us, that helped form who we are today. I want you to take a little time to hold up those in the military that have passed on, who gave their lives that we might have the modicum of freedom that we do have today. Memorial Day. Let's keep it holy and keep it for what it really is, for honoring those that were there for us. And I'm going to start the festivities off with a piece that I just finished maybe half hour ago. It's in honor of those that went before us. And it's called Dwindling Legacies. Something just hit my mind and it kind of scared me. And it reminded me that our strength, our source of history and lore, our legacies are rapidly dwindling. So many of our elderly, those that held and hold up our traditions, those who showed and those who still show us the right way, those like Edith Sampson, Margaret Alexander, Betty Gilbert, Johnny May Newman, and so many more, like the Albert Welshes, the Porkchops, and the Charles Bennetts of this world. All of those who have given us ties to our past, those who do and did their part to ensure we were never alone, a source of pleasure, tears, and sometimes pain, yet always they were there for you unconditionally, over and over again. Our grandparents and the elderly women and men in our lives, those throughout the neighborhood who showed us how to get beat down and get back up and still strive. Sadly, our legacies are dwindling and moving on to their next phase of their eternal lives, leaving a void that may not be able to be filled, leaving us depleted of moral guidance, our examples of how to do it right, are leaving us to face our individual nights, forcing us to face our own personal frights. I fear for the future of our race. What the heck am I talking about? Our legacies have given us all we need. All we need to pass on what was given to us. The power to fall and get the courage to step out in faith when all inside of you says it's time to give up and go. Yes, our legacies are dwindling. However, we have all we need to reverse what is. We have the option to emulate those virtues of old. The choice of whether our legacy will be of integrity and as a positive part of our season. The choice to live and leave a positive memory and inspiration for those who are yet to come. We've led a blessed life if just one has been saved. And for all the others, we must live the example of how to behave, one that despite our fears, we appear to be brave. Despite fear, we refuse to be spiritually enslaved. We need look no further for the next wave of legacies. They walk within and around us each and every day. Those dwindling legacies through each of us are here to stay. They gave us all we need to forge our way. Praise God for those legacies, and with that, I have nothing more to say. And that's that piece. Okay, and before we open the mics, I just want everybody to just take a moment and reflect on that elderly person in your life that just sends you a little tidbit of inspiration to keep you there, to keep you strong when you're weak, to keep you happy no matter what Satan throws at you to steal your joy, to keep you striving to become that person that God created you to be. Just take a moment. Just think about that person. Hold them in your heart. All right. I know if you know like I do, I could use a whole lot more time than that, but we're going to keep things moving. We're going to open the mics for the first caller and welcome them. 385. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Ms. VIP.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
How are you, darling? I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Thank God.
What's going on? How's that?
It's not looking good, but you know how it is. We accept what God allows, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. Let's take one quick second. You know, I always like to make detours.
Of course.
And as the host of the show, I can pull a little privilege and do as I like sometimes. And with that, I think we need to just ask our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we ask that you would touch this family, Lord, to ease the pains and the burdens of caring for someone that you see before your eyes dwindling. Father God, we ask that you would make whatever way he is heading according to your will, and that it be an easier transition for the family as it is for him. Be your will, Father God, to do your miracle and heal him. We praise you. If it be your desire to bring him home, to leave all his pain and angst, Father God, we praise you. But through it all, Father, we ask that you would just be with them, to hold them, to comfort them, to guide them, to empower them for what is to come. And I'm sure, feeling your presence, Father God, they'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And it is in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
And you know, lady, you're always in my prayers. And you're not alone.
Thank you, sir.
You got a family. That's the Epiphany family you got that's here to walk you through.
Yeah.
You know? So never feel you're alone. Never feel that the weight
Absolutely.
Is too much for you. You got somebody to help bear that weight with you.
Amen.
Righty.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
So, did you bring us something tonight, my love?
I did.
All righty. Now, I have a question for you, the same question that I have frequently for your the other diva in your life. Is this a title?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
All righty. Oh, my goodness. Okay. What might that be?
This is called acceptance.
Amen. Beautiful thing. Mighty yours, Queen.
Thank you. I awakened early this morning with a sense of acceptance. Everything that has happened up to now, I had to surrender. See, the Lord has brought me through so many times. I thank him because I'm not where I need to be. I thank him more because I'm not where I used to be. I sometimes get so steeped in grief for past loves, for my heavenly loved ones. I feel time has to stop for me until I get myself together. Then I prayed to my wonderful counselor. He helped me to see the truth, to know trouble won't last forever. He is more than a brother. He's that kind of friend that will stay with you until the end. I learned the hard way. I learned today. The second I surrender all, my struggle ends. I can't take it back like I've done so many times before. How many times have I missed that open door? As of today, no more. I'm going to accept what God allows, no matter the whys or hows. I'm tired of feeling the way that I do. So I have to cultivate an attitude of gratitude so I can make it. I'm tired of faking it, but I'm so glad I have Jesus. Yes, I have the Most High. I no longer go through the motions to get by. I cry and talk to the Father. His yoke is easy and his burdens are light. And after I pray, I know everything will be all right. And that's that peace.
Come on, girl, preach. Beautiful peace, acceptance. Yeah. I love it. I love the way you thank him throughout it all. You know, through the good times and the bad times, we still thank him. You know, that's a lesson for all of us.
Absolutely.
You know, and I love your vulnerability. You know, you show that, yes, when you finally surrender, you just struggle in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many of us have recognized that, you know, when we surrender him, everything gets, you know, a little bit easier, a little lighter. But for some reason, we seem to take it back and continue to do things on our own, knowing that it ain't going to work until you finally get to that point that you would accept it and you really, really give it all to him and don't take it back. You spoke a mouthful in that piece.
Yeah.
I think we needed to hear that on tonight. Well, somebody got touched with that piece, but that you can be sure. That you can
I
be
hope
sure.
So.
Somebody that was written for somebody to hear. That's the beautiful thing about being a scribe.
So like I'm preaching to the choir.
Yes. That God, you know, guides your pen. You don't know why you wrote it. He does. And he knew who you wrote
it
for, even
true.
Though you don't. You just have to be
yeah.
I think. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying thank you for the prayer. I appreciate it. I was feeling kind of low. So I was, now, you know, I'm good. I'm good. Getting there.
Hey, it's always a process, you know.
Absolutely.
One thing for sure, when you're dealing with God, you learn to trust the process, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you trust his process, hey, you can't go wrong.
That's true.
No how, no why, no way. So, tell us, m'lady, what has been going on in the inspiration world? Excuse me, in the epiphany world.
In the epiphany world? Okay. On Wednesday evening, La Perla Negra and I will be in the Love Zone. Topic is unknown as of yet, and we'll let you know. So, y'all come on through.
I know that's right. Never a dull moment.
Nope. Not
that you can be sure. That's Wednesday, 9 o'clock,
right.
Same that time. Same that channel and same number. Be
exactly.
sure to check out those
exactly.
queens at the Love Zone. Absolutely. All right, m'lady, we're gonna put you back in. We're gonna put you in the praise lounge and come on with
there
the next
go.
Caller. I hope you continue listening.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you, queen.
God bless you.
All right. Next, we have. Area code 219. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
Why you doing? This is Brother on the line. How you doing?
Brother O. What's good with you, bro?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm loving it. I'm loving life right now. Despite
good.
Things that are going on, I'm living and loving life. You know, you can't let the enemy block your joy no matter what. You can always find something to smile about, to be grateful for. So I'm cool. So you've been listening to the program. What do you think of the poetry so far?
The poetry is always powerful and inspirational as usual. Always.
You can see the message from God. I think he's trying to tell us something. Miss VIP's piece, she's reminding us about thanking him and surrendering to him and letting it go. You know.
Exactly.
I think he's trying to tell us something, you know. He does things through the backdoor method. He's not real, real blunt and brazen with what he wants us. He gives us little hints here and there. It's up to us to use discernment to pick up on them hints, you know.
Right.
And I'm sure you're adding something to the message. What did you bring for us tonight, sir?
Yes, I will. Yes. Oh, I'm turning it down a little bit. Okay, I'm going to do this poem. It's one of my personal favorites called Brother O, You're My Hero.
Brother O is my hero?
Brother O, you're my hero.
All right. I know that's right. I'd love to hear that one. The mic is yours, King.
If you ask me to define the word hero, in the dictionary, hero is a man or woman who possesses supernatural gifts and talents. Man or woman who has superhuman powers and abilities. Man or woman who has overcome numerous personal challenges and obstacles to achieve the impossible and improbable in his or her life. An ordinary man or woman called by God to perform extraordinary deeds for his divine purpose. See, in the conventional sense, I don't fit the qualifications of being a hero because of my past reputation. See, I was a bad man back in the day. I wasn't even worthy to be chosen as somebody's hero. No way in the world, my brothers and sisters. However, if God were having 5 words spoken to me by a complete stranger after performing my testimonial piece and said I wouldn't, then I was Michigan 10 years ago, attacking my life forever as a poet. And I performed and got a standing ovation. Out of nowhere, a brother from the audience came up and approached me. And with much admiration and respect, his brother, who I didn't even know, spoke these 5 words with conviction, and I quote, "Brother, oh, you're my hero." The power of those 5 words is evident because God's presence was definitely in the building that night. And for this brother, choosing as one of his real-life heroes was the equivalent of me receiving the Congressional Medal of Honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, of bringing the shrine to the Hall of Fame. It was one of my finest moments as a poet because it was a life-changing experience. And I shall never forget these words the rest of my natural life. Every now and then, I ask myself, why would a complete stranger call me a hero? What are the characteristics I have to be somebody's hero? And what gifts and talents do I have to be somebody's hero? My dear brothers and sisters, most people are just an average Joe. I'm nobody special. I just know somebody who can save anybody. Upon your first encounter and at first glance, your first perception and impression of me may be he's a very mild man, articulate, intelligent brother who writes poetry. I may come off as unapproachable and distant, consuming my own little world, you couldn't tell that I was an author, poet, and a two-time National Poetry Award winner just by looking at me. To you, I'm Clark Kent in the flesh. Brother, since he had a general conversation about heroes, you will mention some of the greatest men and women to ever walk on this earth. One of your favorite celebrities, professional athletes, entertainers, or any other type of public figure. One of your favorite comic book superheroes or cartoon characters you admired as a kid. One of your favorite TV or movie characters or one of your personal heroes in real life. See, brothers and sisters, I'm not a first responder, policeman, or fireman who puts his life on the line daily. I'm not gifted with superhuman powers and abilities like Superman, Black Panther, and the Incredible Hulk. I'm not a professional athlete who has had a Hall of Fame career. I'm not a great historical figure. I'm not a famous actor who has won an Oscar for Best Actor. I'm not a high-profile celebrity star by paparazzi, nor am I an entertainer who has ever won an Emmy, Grammy, or Tony Award. Now, brother, why did a complete stranger choose you as his hero? My dear brothers and sisters, I'm a real-life living miracle who has overcome numerous challenges since birth to be an accomplished poet, an author, and a multi-award winner. I'm that extraordinary brother who is gifted to inspire and encourage people just by sharing my story, to show them that they can accomplish anything they put their minds to, and never to allow people or circumstances to stand in their way. I'm that unsung hero who has turned his tragedies into triumphs, who has turned his tests into testimonies, who has turned his ugly scars into shining stars, who has turned his failures into successes, and who turns all of his defeats into victories. Now, let's go back, take another look at my definition of a hero, and see if I fit any criteria. A man who has overcome and conquered numerous personal challenges and obstacles to achieve the impossible and the problem in his life. And an ordinary man called by God to perform extraordinary tasks for his divine purpose. Now, based upon the evidence just presented, I, brother, the living miracle professor of poetry, most definitely fits the qualifications to be one of your real life heroes. I said, peace.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that piece, Bilal, because it's a reminder that no matter where we find ourselves in life, within us, God gave us all that we need to be a hero to somebody. So don't ever let depression or a sense of self-worth knock you from being that hero. I didn't create no punks. I like that piece just for the power that it represents and it presents. You know,
right.
Bring that, my brother. We need to hear that. We need more of that in this world. The way life is today, a lot of people are getting knocked down and they're starting to doubt themselves. Dig deeper than yourself to realize. What's her name? The one that was married to Nick Cannon. Mariah Carey said in her song, "A hero lies in you." You know? So that piece reminds me of just that. You gotta recognize them. Heroes are within. Awesome piece. Awesome piece. What was on your mind when you wrote that piece, brother?
It was just when I wrote the piece, I was thinking about all the real life people, heroes in my life, you know. Mm-hmm. And the real life heroes wear capes and masks and they don't have superpowers. A hero can be anybody, you know.
Right. Right.
That's one of the lines in my poem that I said.
A hero don't need to have a cape and X-ray vision.
Nope. All he needs is, without God, heroes come every shape, form, or fashion. Heroes don't have superpowers. They don't have special abilities. You know, you have to think about who in your life was a hero growing up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who are the real life heroes in your life? It could be a mentor, a parent, a grandparent, what have you. Heroes come in all shapes, sizes. Heroes come from all walks of life.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I think I'll step out and tell you, you know, a hero looks just like you. Look in the mirror if you want to see a hero.
Oh, yeah.
You got to start recognizing and realizing the power that we have inside.
Exactly.
I appreciate you for that piece, brother. Definitely appreciate
that.
Thank you, sir. We're going to send you to the Praise Lounge for now and bring on the next caller, but I hope you stick around.
I'll be around.
All right. God bless you, sir.
Take care, brother, my brother. Take care.
All right. God bless. Area code 267. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, now you don't know who I am, huh? You done played me a beautiful song, my favorite song, and whatnot. I'm trying to handle the event page, and you don't know who I am. Oh.
Is it that other beautiful diva?
It is I.
None other than Danielle, also known as La Perla Negra.
The other half
How
of
you doing?
The Love Zone diva.
Oh, yeah.
And the one
okay.
that's holding me down in the event page tonight. Thank you very much.
I'm trying.
Well, that's all. That's all we can ask. And that's all that we can do is try.
I know that's right.
You step out and say, try
right.
and let God do the rest.
There you go.
I know you were sitting there with a big old Kool-Aid smile on your face with the last song that we played.
I was trying to rewrite this piece, and this song came. Well, as soon as I heard the first boom, I was like, I looked up and smiled and dropped my pen. I was like, you know what? There you go. All right. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Okay. I know I'm cheesing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I knew what I was.
Yes. You know how much I love this song. Oh, man. That is one of my favorites. Aside from Spirit. You know,
it's one of those that we need to hear and recognize on a regular.
Oh, man, I was going to put it in a song request for that, but you probably don't even have it in your file. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good. Next Sunday, you can play. You can go right in my file.
Working on a piece. Okay, I know that's right.
You know how you write your piece, right? And your rough
mm-hmm.
copy got all kinds of scribbled out words and words put extra on the side outside of the red line
right.
on the paper. I can read
uh-huh.
it,
yeah.
but it kind of throws me off. So I said, let me write it down real quick, but, you know, open my mic, so it's all right.
And
I was trying
fresh
to.
Fresh ink I take it, huh?
No, this
so
is not fresh ink. This is an old
wet
piece.
Fresh ink. Oh.
This is an old piece, but trying to handle the event page and write at the same time and, you know, listen to the pieces that everybody is spitting, that multitasking, I work pretty good under pressure, so I just see words of the piece in there, but I got you.
Oh. And the same question that I asked the other diva of the Love Zone, is this piece
mm-hmm.
titled?
No, but you could probably title it for me. Y'all know I am the queen of untitled pieces and the queen of short pieces. Okay. I thought of a couple of titles,
mm-hmm.
but maybe you can title
what
it for me.
What was the first one you thought of? What was the first one that popped in your mind?
I learned? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there we go.
And the second one
that
was
like...
the lesson. So
no,
I don't know.
One.
You pick.
The,
okay.
first, the first one that came to your mind is the one that was supposed to have been called.
All right. Well, I'll stick with that one then. I learned. All right.
So with that being said, Queen, would you
mm-hmm.
like to share I learned with us?
I sure will. Okay.
Mighty sure.
To wait on him until I understood he was waiting on me. I talked to him every day because I know that he's my friend, but I listen even more so now because I know he knows best. See, I've been through so much trauma and stress in my life, but the only reason it ended was that I came to the light. But as with any child, I was defiant and naive and had to learn the hard way. So I wound up doing a lot of crying in silence, ashamed. But yeah, I got chastised, but not in the way you'd think. He let life spank me through lessons, through seasons, causing me to sit still and rethink. man, did I get angry and frustrated. Frustration was constantly beating at my door. I was literally a prisoner to my own fate. As they say, no rest for the weary, all because I chose to ignore his good word. And I held stupid conversations with ones who could care less and only gave me their attention in time enough to watch me fall. I have argued and fought and cried to no end, only to learn that we all speak in a different language when we're talking to in defense. But I've never had to defend myself or even explain myself to him. Just come to him as I am and stay open to his grace and mercy and love. And that's it.
Yeah. I Think I Learned is the perfect title for that. You know,
I think
I love how
good.
The recognition that you share with us of, you know, you sitting around waiting on him until it dawned on you that he was waiting for you. That's a powerful That's a powerful message right there. You know, one that we need to be learned. And I can really I can relate to that line about crying in silence. I think we all crying in silence, like we have no way to turn. So we remember and relearn that he's right there in that silence with us. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So you sat still and had to rethink some things and allow us to diminish and allow him to increase, and we started seeing things in a whole different light. One that empowered us to make it through. You know, it's a powerful piece.
Yeah.
A learning process.
Yeah. Oh, man, is it a learning process.
I learned.
But you know what?
Perfect. Yes, what's that?
Thank you. You know what? When you do, you know what? Like I always say, there's no regret that we should have. They're all lessons that we are learning to help us ascend to our higher self. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual journey for everybody. Every last one of us is a spiritual journey. You know, and you know the ultimate goal, the ultimate lesson is love. Okay? And some of us don't want to see that. We got to get spanked a little bit harder. Okay? I can't agree when people say God punishes you. I can't agree with that. I say he lets life teach you certain lessons. He just sit back and let you find out on your own, since you want to be defiant, you want to be rebellious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here, this is what happens. Just like with any other parent, you have to let go of the reins to help your children understand and learn this is not the way it's supposed to go. I'm trying to teach you. I done told you this is the right way over here. But you want to go left, and you want to go down and around, all around the right way to do it. So now you got to find out what the pain and suffering is that life can bring you when you walk away from me and you don't listen.
Absolutely.
And that's our lesson.
Absolutely.
That is our lesson. See, it's number love over here. You know? Number love over here.
I sincerely think that as powerful and omnipotent as God is, these little lumps and bumps and hurdles that we encounter in life, if he chose to punish us, what we experience in life is ice cream and cake compared to what he can do to punish us. I agree
with
you.
Absolutely.
He allows our hard-headedness in life to punish us for him by just stepping back and allowing us to bust our butt and thoughts or twice, but it's a learning experience, and it's done out of love. As a parent, we can all understand how, you know, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you, and you look it up and say, no, it ain't, but yes, it does. It hurts your parents
and
to see their loved one. When you know you can prevent, you've tried to prevent that, but you're hard-headed, disobedient, so they got to learn. So,
That's right.
I think I learned
what's
the perfect title. That's why it was the first title that came to your mind. And when you look at that title, along with what you spit in that piece. Hey, I have nothing else to say. I learned.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
You know
piece.
What?
Beautiful.
Thank you. It was something my mother used to say all the time when she would, you know, and I didn't have the best relationship with my mother, but there were certain things that she used to say that would stick with me because I found them very profound. And one thing she used to say, especially when she got out of church, and, you know, back then we stayed in church all day long. We had Sunday school.
Yeah.
We had breakfast. We had, you know, after Sunday school that we had choir rehearsal. We had children's choir, all of that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking
yes.
about.
And, yes. Yeah.
You know, and she would come home, and sometimes she would see something bad going on in the street, and she'd shake her head, and she said, "No wonder Jesus wept." And I would just look at her
yeah.
sometimes like,
yeah.
what? I didn't understand that till I got a little bit older and I got saved by grace. Then I realized what she was talking about. Yeah, no wonder he wept. I see, man.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even imagine, I can't even fathom what it would be to sacrifice my child for the good of mankind, to give
mm-hmm.
up my only, yeah. only. Okay.
And they thank me
I can't
respond
imagine.
The way we do.
Ooh. Honey, honey. And it's still some of us that's hard-headed don't understand. They can't even grasp at the fact of the amount of love, the unconditional, everlasting love that he has for us, how good it is. They can't. Man, look, keep praying. He's
Therese.
Praying for him. You know, I'm trying to get into a sermon, but you know how I am.
And
you know how
and that's
I
all
am.
We can do. And I can't think
okay.
of anything better to do than
okay.
to pray for them and put them in the Father's care. Hey, can't
there
go wrong
go.
With that.
There you go.
And, you know,
there you
be
go.
There love and through, just like somebody did
okay.
for us.
There you go.
Because neither one of us was born, you know, saved. Willingly saved. None of us were born with that covering that came from when we submitted and accepted Christ. Yeah, we had that covering
okay.
up to the age of accountability. Yes, but that wasn't something
there you
that
go.
We got on our knees and cried out for. That's the difference. That
exactly.
initial one was his love for us, to love us to safety till we could make a choice for ourselves.
Okay.
So that we can make that choice without being beat down by the enemy. Being crippled
okay.
by the enemy, I should say. You know, once that time comes,
they try.
That confession and submission that we made to him. Yeah,
there you go.
Means a lot.
You can submit. Oh, man. You know what? People get that word misconstrued. They think you're supposed to
mm-hmm.
just give up, you know, on life, period. And you know what I mean? And not and everything is just taken over. You have no choice at all. That's not what it means. To submit means to
your
agree. You agree with his word, and you go with his word. Okay? You follow his word.
Willingly.
You're obedient to his word. That's what it means to submit. It don't mean that life is over just because you hand it over to the good light. That's not what it means. Same thing in marriage. It doesn't mean you just give up everything because you submit to your spouse. It means that you are in agreement.
Right.
With your ideas
mm-hmm.
and what will work best for your relationship. That's all it is. Man, you know what? Stop me now because I'm going to get... you know how I feel. You know how I feel, but you know. I know
that.
You know. Yeah, I know you understand what I'm saying. You know.
Yes. Yeah, this is the Inspiration Factory, and that's part of our purpose is to
oh, yeah.
pass on inspiration to others. And I can't think of anything more inspirational than the love that's found in Jesus Christ. The salvation
Son.
That's found. The love of God that took a sacrifice, you know, for what he offers
okay.
us. You got to tell somebody.
Ooh, honey.
How selfish
I'm
would
telling
that be
everybody.
To know
I'll
all of
everybody.
This glory, these wonderful things and keep it to ourselves. Or just
how
speak
can
about
you keep
it
to yourself?
With other people that know about it. That's selfish. You got to go out and
you
tell somebody.
You can't keep it to yourself.
Know.
How can you
uh-uh.
keep spirit to yourself? How can you do that? You can't
Because
River,
it's
greater than we are.
Okay.
We're not able to keep it all contained. It was shatters into a zillion pieces.
our brain. You're right. Our brains would disintegrate. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Look.
You talking about a meltdown? Sheesh. You ain't
enough. I'm trying to tell you. Look, especially when spirit moves through you. Are you kidding me? You can't control anything, okay? Because it's so good, though. It's so good. You might look like you're having a fit, honey, but you are rejoicing in the spirit. I'm sorry.
Okay,
about
man.
Beautiful thing.
Utopia is an understatement. When that feeling hits you,
no.
It's just even your subatomic particles feel it. You know, it's just,
Tell me one thing before you let me go, Paul. One thing before you let me go. Do you remember the very first time, how beautiful it was?
Yes. I was 9 years old watching Billy Graham on TV. And he was doing one of his shows. And let me tell you, something just went. It was like almost like an electric volt went through my entire body.
Good.
And it just moved me and just gave me a thirst about him. I ran to my mom and had her come and help me sign up for one of his children's Bible studies. And I followed and respected and have loved Billy Graham all my life from 9 years on up because he has led such a pious life. He has upheld his decision to walk with God. And he showed that. And he showed me what it could be like, how we can. And no matter how many times I've fallen, he has been like a spiritual father to me. But when that, at 9 years old, that lightning bolt hit me, the hairs I got on my arms are standing up right now just thinking about it.
You'll know it
when it touches you. You will know it.
Yes, you will. Mine happened. I was 16, and I walked into a brand new church. It was a church I had never visited before. And the spirit, the energy in there was so strong. As soon as them doors opened, I fell to my knees and I cried. It was so good. It was an uncontrollable. I didn't know where it was coming from. I never felt that kind of power in my life. And it was so good, and I've been touched ever since. I'm trying to tell you. It's a beautiful thing. Yes.
Let me tell you.
Send me over to the praise lounge.
You have been touched when he touched you.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. All right. If you're listening into the chat rooms and whatnot, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. You must dial that number before the 11 o'clock hour, or you won't be able to continue on with us if we continue on into the midnight hour. But this is the Inspiration Factor, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And you have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and hanging out in the backgrounds with me, handling the studio, you have none other than Danielle, also known as the Perla Negra, the queen of short, untitled pieces, but also the one that gives you those two-hitter quitters, her and Stan the Man, them two-hitter quitters, you know, beautiful thing. They feed your fans.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you so much. Nope.
Thank you, my queen. We're going to put you in praise now and bring on the next couple of callers.
All right.
See what else the Lord has for us. God bless you,
all
queen.
Right. God bless you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh, wait a minute.
I know. I ain't even take a step. I already know. Okay. I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Yes. What's going on?
Saturday night, alternating with Poetic, I host with my co-host, Lord have mercy, I don't forgot his name. That's the thing. Stan the Man Phillips, the Poetic Therapy, and that is Saturday night tonight. Monday night, I am 1/4 host. I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe with the CEO of Epiphany, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny and Poetic. Oh, that is Monday nights at 9. Wednesday nights at 9, I co-host with my lovely, sexy, sultry diva, Miss VIP. Now, that is in the love zone on Wednesday night. Now, I thought of some topics, but neither one of them are appropriate to mention in this show tonight. So, y'all just come on by Wednesday night at 9 and get caught up in the love zone. I guarantee you'll like it. And y'all check out Saturday night, Monday night, Sunday night, Tuesday night, okay. Wednesday night, Thursday night, the Friday night. Epiphany got it on lock. Y'all call in
Aaron
any night.
Night
of the week.
I know that's right.
Okay? That's right.
I
and
know
you get
that's
your,
right.
Your Epiphany Fix. Okay? That's what we'll call it. Epiphany Fix. Okay?
Okay. There you go. There you go. I can't think of a better drug.
All right.
Thank
now.
Thank you so much for that, Danya. I know
you're
that's
welcome.
Right. Thank you, Queen. Now I'm going to let you go for now.
All right.
God bless.
God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you just heard, Epiphany has a lineup for you every night of the week. There's something to get your praise on, to get your philosophical on, to get your swerve on, to get your love on, your erotic on. Epiphany's got something for all your multifaceted aspects. All you got to do is 319-527-6300 at 9 p.m. any night of the week. And you got something to behold from Epiphany. So we're going to keep things moving right along with area code 713. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
Good
Hello,
evening, Paul.
713. Good evening, Amelia. What's going on with you, girl? Long time no hear from.
I didn't hear the unmuted, so I wasn't sure, but you said my area code, so I said, okay. He must be talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, I'm blessed. So I was thinking, given it's Memorial Day coming up, I wanted to do a piece, and you guys were talking about heroes and that, you know, we have everyday heroes, which is absolutely true. You don't have to wear some kind of uniform to be a hero. Anybody can be a hero. And, you know, we can all look within ourselves, just like Mariah Carey's song, and I love that song. She's one of my favorite artists. But anyway, I did this piece a while back, and it's really a tribute to our men in uniform. But I took it and twisted it a bit, and you'll see what I'm talking about as I go through the piece. This is called Black Knight. Not Black Knight as the nighttime, Black Knight as the one with armor. K-N.
Gotcha.
I-D-H-T.
H-T.
Black Knight.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. The mic is yours, Queen.
Okay. His voice, soft and tender. His heart, pure as gold, with the strength of a lion. His look stunning indeed, making any woman swoon. A military man, like a knight in shining armor. Although he is a black knight, he stands for the good of mankind, godly man of war, riding through the night to save all in sight, proud and brave, upholding his sacred vow to protect the innocent. His combat skills unmatched, a marksman and a black belt. His love of country is all he knows. Off the battlefield, he is an officer and a gentleman, a man of honor and of bravery. He is the heartbeat of his country. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
All right, all right. Okay, and I see where you're going. Black Knight, we have so few of them left anymore, it seems, because they won't portray those of us that are still Black Knights, but they still exist. You know, those ebony men of virtue, of integrity. We're still around. They just don't speak about us. And I applaud your desire and your determination to hold out for that Black Knight. And regardless of his skin color, that Black Knight, meaning that knight of virtue, that man of integrity, that man of worth, and not allowing yourself to settle in the interim. Kudos for that. A lot of peace.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Paul. Amen. I thank you for that. That's words I really, truly needed to hear. Because the twist was, in all the fairy tales, the Black Knight was evil and mean and cruel, and the White Knight was wonderful and fabulous. But in today's world, how many men are in the military who are black men, African-American men, and they are serving with integrity and strength and honor? And so I wanted to put a twist, Black Knight, that the Black Knight is honorable. He's wonderful. He's great. And that's why I did that piece. And I'm so glad you really understood it. But I want anybody who may be listening that might not understand where I was going with that piece, I wanted to be very clear about it.
Absolutely. You know, I think your point was well received. I definitely do. Your delivery and the words kind of left, if you really listened, you can see where you were going with that. And I appreciate you for coming on with that piece. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Ken. God bless you. And have a wonderful day tomorrow. And, you know, stay encouraged yourself. You're doing a phenomenal job.
Amen. Thank you so much, Queen. I appreciate that. We're going to set you back in the love lounge. Oh, Lord, listen to me. I think I'm on the love zone right now. we're going to set you back in the praise lounge. And I'm thinking we have one caller left. So with that, I want everybody to get ready, because we're going to have one of Paul's speed rounds. I'm going to take and play a music break after this last caller. Then we're going to come through with a speed round. That means you're going to come on, give us your name, the title of your piece, spit your piece, and when you're finished, let us know by saying end piece, or that's that piece, or I'm through, or whatever, to let us know, and we're going to go on to the next caller. All righty, so with that being said, God bless you, Amelia, and we're going to send you to the praise lounge.
Thank you.
And the next... Thank you, Queen. The next voice that we're here will be area code 815. Welcome to the Inspiration Factor. Who do we have?
Happy Sunday, Paul. It's Gina Storm and the Famous Three.
Hey, Gina. Uh-oh. Y'all heard that? We got a treat. We got a treat coming up. We got the Famous Three.
Yeah.
That is. Yes, indeedy. All right. How is everybody? How y'all?
They're good. Their last day of school was on Friday. We had a family cookout at my brother's house yesterday, and I'm keeping them. Their mom's working tomorrow days, so I've had them until tomorrow when she gets off work. So we're enjoying our time together. We've been having a ball, and their last day of school was Friday.
So I know they're having a good time. No more school. Come on. I remember them days.
Pop, absolutely.
Hey, I want y'all to turn up and have a good time, but not too good of a time now.
Right.
Okay. Now,
all right,
I know,
so Julie and I are not going to do a collab. She wrote her piece, I'm going to freestyle mine, and then the twins, Danielle and Joshua, are going to say, that's that piece, and then we'll be done.
All right. And does she have a title for her piece?
What are you calling this?
Words.
She's calling it Words. The mic is yours.
Words. I know that's right. Go ahead, Queen. The mic belongs to you.
Big words, small words. Look around, words are power, like the word love. Love is strong. So love all the time to family and friends always.
I like what Julie said when she said that words are powerful. I believe in the power of words as well. I also believe in the power of prayer. I love my family with every fiber of my being. Last night at the cookout at my brother's house, it's one of those things that was amazing. That many people together in one spot, and not for a funeral or a repast or some other sad occasion. Nope, this is not what that was at all. It was good food, good music, and family all together, doing what we've always done in the past, and now we had an opportunity to do it yet again. It's that love and that family connection that made it beautiful for us to get together on that occasion. This weekend, they are off because there's no school in the coming week. Monday is Memorial Day, and we're going to be honoring all of those. Well, we have so many in our family who were military and have passed away. So as a result, reason that I wanted to make sure that we express our love today is because we're not just loving the family members who are here with us right now, but those who have passed away. For the servicemen and women, for the sailors and for the pilots, all of you are no longer with us, but you're in our thoughts and our memories daily. Some of our family members will be heading out to the cemetery. Others will be changing their flags or putting them up so that they can fly this season because summer is on its way, and we can't wait because that's when life becomes a blast. So we're going to do what we do, the time that we spend together, even when I'm just here alone with the famous three. Simply wanted to say that we love each other and family all the way.
That's that piece. That's that piece.
Thank you, guys. That's our
piece. Awesome. You couldn't have added a better ending to that. That was just too precious for words. I love that. And, you know, the way the piece started, you couldn't have started it any more beautifully. With you titled it Words, and you start off with one of the most powerful words known to man, love. Because God is love. Love is God. So you started off with that. And you, out of the mouth of babes, oft time come gems. That reminder from a young one of our responsibility to love. You know, we need to get out of our own way to remember what God commanded us, that we love. You know, that peace, yes. I'm glad, I'm honored, I'm humbled that it was brought here tonight. My day was made hearing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now the kids are finished, so Danny will be in the first grade in the fall, Juliana will be in the third grade in the fall, and Sir will be a kindergartner in the fall. Very proud of them. Next week, my daughter graduates from college.
Wow. You got it going on.
Very
blessings
proud of my
around.
Family. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you could walk
we're so happy to be here. We're going to go
out.
Over to the praise lounge because I see it's starting to fill up fast, and they got to start getting ready for bed.
I know that's right. So are you going to come back for our little speed round there, Gina?
I will on a solo.
All righty. All right.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow. Oh, those little ones just stole the show, I'm sorry. You know, I'm a sucker for the children. So we're going to listen to a song right now. I said I give you a little moment to pull out your piece. Then we're going to go straight into our speed round. There's only a couple of us with it. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to close the show. So right now, here we go with Mariah Carey and Hero.
Look inside your heart. This place by divine inspiration. There is this place of three hots and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color, too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop, and odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, causes oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arise in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread, and the enemy is loose trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space. Immediate return to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace would surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man. Alas, but this will never occur if we can't unite and stand. And more importantly, return to the will of the great I Am. There is this place of three hots and a cot. Place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hots and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hots and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot. This place. This place.
No. In peace.
Whew, La Perla Negra, Dawning of an Angel's Heart Scribe. It is said in an angel's natural spirit form, while they do have wings, they don't actually have feathers. Well, this is about a different kind of angel, an imperfect angel, an earthly angel. Her story is about a rebirth of life out of a lifetime of painful lessons and how she earned her wings down here, feather by feather. The first earned was getting through physical pain purposely inflicted upon her more times than she could or even cares to remember. And earned was through overcoming abandonment issues. That's a child's worst fear, you know. Third earned was through gaining an understanding that mental and verbal abuse doesn't have anything to do with who it is aimed at. The fourth earned was through reaching a level of knowledge in getting through heartbreak, learning that it doesn't last for always and that it only lasts if we want it to, because while the memory remains, it isn't the pain that holds us. It is us that holds the pain. The fifth earned was through learning to master patience, because it is true. Anything worth having is worth waiting for. Upon completion of her wings, the last were given to her because she'd gotten in touch with her spirit and was shown that throughout all she'd been through, she is loved. And that is what she has. Signed, an imperfect angel. Master Pete.
So my idea this evening was to come on, since it's the last Sunday of May, to be an advocate for lupus, since it's Awareness Month, is this one. I, for as many years as I can remember, have been telling people why I rock a purple ribbon, for more than one reason, but the other is recognized in October. For May, it's lupus. I was 27 when I was diagnosed, but my mother said she can't remember when I didn't have symptoms. I'm 51 now, and I learned yesterday that my youngest niece has both rheumatoid arthritis and lupus too. She says, well, if I'm looking for a way or a person that can encourage me so I can get through every day, Aunt Jeannie, it's you. So you rolled up your sleeves a long time ago and decided that you were going to fight with all your might. You've been an advocate for your own health care since as long as I can remember, and you're still there. When I was an infant having seizures all the way up until I was a toddler, you and my cousin Stephanie lived with us for quite some time, and every time I would have a seizure, I needed to go to the ER, have a what we called episode, and have to do so too. It had to be exhausting for my parents, for your daughter as well. You'd have to stay with my brother and sister as well. My parents were with you and I, going to get well. It was crazy when I thought about it, the way that you said it was so casual, but the reality is this. I wasn't in my teens when I was diagnosed. But I do know one thing. Strength is something that runs in our family. Being diagnosed with something doesn't mean that it's finalized. Doctors are practicing medicine, but we are going to be healed and redeemed. I know that certainty, so I'm waiting for that time. Right now, I'm letting this little light of mine shine. I want to realize, because I never think that she's less than, but she's worthy, and I assure you, she too will be a warrior and not a worrier. She will be more than a conqueror. She will be worthy and enough. She will battle this disease every day that she has to, and she won't do so with the touch. She's going to come out roaring like a lioness because she learned from me. And I got it. I'm Pat. Gina Storm, thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for all of the pieces that were shared here tonight. It's been a wonderful night. Awesome, awesome night of praise, poetry, inspiration, education. Yeah, that's what we're here for. To hold one another up. So, as you know, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial every single night at 9 p.m. Epiphany has something for you where we do poetry and we take the socks off. So if you all would join me for the throne so I can pray the show to an end. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fellowship that you allowed us to have this evening, Father God. We thank you for the words of the scribes, Father God. We know that your word does not go out void without obtaining the purpose for which it was written, which it was spoken. And we thank you, Lord. Have your way with what we shared on tonight, Father God. Touch someone. Allow us to be your willing vessels for your kingdom, Father. As we leave the airwaves this evening, Father God, I pray a blessing upon all those that participated, all those that listened, all those that wished to be here and could not, Father God, and their families. Just ask you to put your hedge of protection around them, the fathers, the brothers, the children, Father God. I pray your peace upon anyone who is, during this Memorial Day, feeling down and feeling the pain and the loss of losing someone special, Lord. Just give them a portion of your peace, Father, and be with them as they go through this. We love you, Lord, and we look forward to what it is that you're going to do in our lives. And we pray these things in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Take Yeah, any type of situation, he's working.
don't have no job.
Go
work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, yeah, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, yeah.
When spring come fall, come keep come out nowhere. Doesn't have respect at all. Somebody go do it somewhere. Wonder what you're gonna do. Wonder if you're gonna make it. Wonder how long it'll take and when you ever get through. Can't see the light of day nowhere. The enemy try to make you feel like pain on me. But you know like I know that trouble will never last.
Yeah.
So hold your head up high. God is on your side. And he loves you. And he cares. He's so faithful. Doesn't matter. What's the problem? Go on. Work it. Look. Any type of situation. He. Work it. Now. Tell me he got all. Go on. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Come on. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Work it. Now. Everybody else doing so much better than you. They got it all together and you're just trying to get through. You don't see no results, not laughing. This is not a joke, cause I'm telling you God don't come through. So soon it might just come up. The enemy trying to make it feel like this to me.
Yeah.
But you know deep down that you gotta come out of this. Yeah. So hold your head up.
Hey, hey, hey.
I believe without a doubt that my God will surely.